Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 22nd of December 2017. We are currently in the book of Jasher, Sefer HaYashar. Jasher is not a proper name. It means upright. It's the book of the upright. It was not written by a man named Jasher, okay? It's Yashar in the Hebrew, and that is upright. So let's get that out of the way. Oh, my. We're going to be in chapter 4 here and proceed on from there. There is so much more information in the book of Jasher than is in a lot of the Old Testament, quote unquote. It goes further. It expands on it and gives you the rest of the story, really. But the timeline moves quickly because the entire book, there's 91 chapters, and it covers everything from creation till the end of Moshe's life, okay? That's what it covers. And it goes rather rapidly, and it fills in a lot of details that you don't get elsewhere. That is why it is so valuable. I will be using the Hebrew terms because I followed along. The translators anglicized this book. Okay. The copy that I have was published in 19-whatever it was. But it's I've had it for many years. It is available online without the corrections that I will make at www.sacred-text-text.com/CHR/APO/Jasher/JASHER/index.htm. Okay. It is available in hard copy from Artisan Publishers. That would be www.artisanpublishers, that's all one word, no breaks, .com. You should visit their site. They've got lots of good stuff there. So that being said, it gives you a chance to follow along. I will be in chapter 4 to begin today. Let me get a little sip of coffee and we will get right into it. Chapter 4, verse 1. And all the days that Enoch lived upon earth were 365 years. Verse 2. And when Enoch had ascended into the sky, he didn't die the first death he was taken. All the kings of the land rose and took Methuselah, his son, and anointed him, and they caused him to reign over them in the place of his father. Verse 3. And Methuselah acted uprightly in the sight of Yah, or Elohim, as his father Enoch had taught him, and he likewise, during the whole of his life, taught the sons of men, that would be sons of Adam, wisdom, knowledge, and the fear of Elohim. And he did not turn from the good way to the right or to the left. Excellent. Verse 4, but in the latter days of Methuselah, the sons of Adam turned from Yahweh, and they corrupted the land. They robbed and plundered each other, and they rebelled against Elohim, and they transgressed, and they corrupted their ways, and would not hearken to the voice of Methuselah, but rebelled against him. Sort of sounds like today, doesn't it? Verse 5, and Yahweh was exceedingly wroth against them, and Yahweh continued to destroy the seed in those days. Now, I'm talking about vegetable seeds. So that there was neither sowing nor reaping in the land. Verse 6, he's causing a famine, okay? Verse 6, for when they sowed the ground in order that they might obtain food for their support, behold, thorns and thistles were produced, which they did not sow. Now this was as it was told to Adam, thorns and thistles will the ground bear because you've sinned against me. That's way back when, okay? Verse 7, and still the sons of Adam did not turn from their evil ways. That's little a Adam. And their hands were still extended to do evil in the sight of Elohim, and they provoked Yahweh with their evil ways. And Yahweh was very wroth and repented that he had made Adam. It says man in this, but that's not so. Verse 8. And he thought to destroy and annihilate them, and he did so. This is referring to what was shortly to take place. That would be the flood. Pardon me, I need to clear my lungs. I have a little cough. Ah, that's better. Verse 9, in those days when Lamech the son of Methuselah was 160 years old, Sheth, the son of Adam, capital A, proper name, died. And all the days that Sheth lived were 912 years, and he died. Verse 11. And Lamech was 180 years old when he took Ashmuah, the daughter of Elishaah, the son of Enoch, his uncle, and she conceived. 180 years old, he gets married and impregnates the wife. Tell me they didn't have stamina. They were men, baby. They were men, baby. Oh, yeah. Verse 12, And at that time the sons of Adam sowed the ground, and a little food was produced. Yet the sons of Adam did not turn from their evil ways. Now this is little A Adam. That's the race, okay? The race of Adam. And they trespassed and rebelled against Yahweh. Verse 13. And the wife of Lamech conceived and bare him a son at that time at the revolution of the year. That's the turn of the year. That's the spring. Verse 14. And Methuselah called his name Noach. Not Noah. It's a ch. It's a ch. Noach. Saying, the land was in his days at rest and free from corruption. And Lamech, his father, called his name Menachem, saying, this one shall comfort us in our works and miserable toil in the land which Elohim had cursed. This is the punishment that followed capital A, Adam, okay? Because they'd sinned, they were cast out of Eden, and they had to work. No more free ride. Verse 15. And the child grew up and was weaned, and he went in the ways of his father Methuselah, perfect and upright with Yahweh. Okay. Verse 16. And all the sons of Adam departed from the ways of Yahweh in those days. So they multiplied upon the face of the earth with sons and daughters, and they taught one another their evil practices, and they continued sinning against Yahweh. Now listen to this, verse 17. And every man, that would be Ish, okay, that's male gender. Every man made unto himself a god. And that's a little e, Elohim. And they robbed and plundered every man his neighbor as well as his relative. And they corrupted the land, and the land was filled with violence. Just like today. Get a little hit of coffee here. Verse 18. And their judges and rulers went to the daughters of men and Adam, and took their wives by force from their husbands according to their choice. And the sons of Adam in those days took from the cattle of the earth the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air, and taught the mixture of animals of one species with the other, in order therewith to provoke Yahweh. And Elohim saw the whole land, and it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its ways upon the land. All men and all animals, interbreeding. Verse 19, this is Yahweh's reaction to this mixture. We are told specifically not to mix. Period. Verse 19, and Yahweh said, I will blot out Adam that I created from the face of the land, yea, from man, that would be Ish, to the birds of the air, together with cattle and beasts that are in the field, for I repent that I made them, because they were not pure, they were all perverted. Verse 20. and all men who walked in the ways of Yahweh died in those days before Yahweh brought the harm. They have evil in here, but it's harm. Same word, but it means harm here. Upon man, which he had declared, for this was from Yahweh, that they should not see the harm which Yahweh spoke of concerning the sons of men. Verse 21 of chapter 4, and Noach found grace in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh chose him and his children to raise up seed from them upon the face of the whole land. And that ends chapter 4. There's chapter 5. And it was, verse 1, and it was in the 84th year of the life of Noach that Enoch, or Enos, rather the son of Sheth, they have Enoch here, but it is Enos, the son of Sheth, died. Okay, that was a misprint, evidently, and they have a notation on that. He was 905 years old at his death. Verse 2. And in the 179th year of the life of Noach, Canaan, the son of Enosh, they have that star there, that's his aforementioned son, died, and all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Verse 3. And in the 234th year of the life of Noach, Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, died. Boy, that's hard. Because they have the word hyphenated and it's split between two lines and it's hard to read. Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, died, and the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And verse 4, and Yared, the son of Mahalalel, died in those days, in the 336th year of the life of Noach, and all the days of Yared, not Jared, Yared, there's no J in Hebrew, were 962 years, and he died. Verse 5, and all who followed Yahweh died in those days before they saw the harm which Elohim declared to do upon the land. Verse 6, and after the lapse of many years, in the 480th year of the life of Noach, when all those men who followed Yahweh had died away from amongst the sons of men, and only Methuselah was left, Yah said unto Noach and Methuselah, saying, speak you, and proclaim to the sons of men, saying, thus says Yahweh, return from your evil ways and forsake your works, and Yahweh will repent of the harm that he declared to do to you, so that it shall not come to pass. Okay. For thus says Yahweh, this verse 8, behold, I give you a period of 120 years. If you will return to me and forsake your evil ways, Then will I also turn away from the harm which I told you, and it shall not exist, says Yahweh. Verse 9. And Noach and Methuselah spoke all the words of Yahweh to the sons of men, day after day, constantly speaking to them, like we do here at EFR. Okay. With about the same result. Verse 10, but the sons of men would not hearken to them, nor incline their ears to their words, and they were stiff-necked. I just recently did a sermon called Stiff-Necked Israel, if you will remember. So we're still stiff-necked. Okay. Verse 11. And Yahweh granted them a period of 120 years, saying, if they will return, then will Yah repent of the harm so as not to destroy the land. Okay. Yahweh's not mean. Yahweh's not vindictive. But sometimes enough is enough. You know? It's coming to that again, folks. Enough is enough. He's been very kind and very gracious. Verse 12. And Noach, the son of Lamech, refrained from taking a wife in those days to beget children, for he said, surely now Elohim will destroy the land. Wherefore then shall I beget children? In other words, where would they go? Okay. Now here's an important passage here. Verse 13. And Noach was a just man. He was perfect in his generation. Now, what does that mean? His family lineage, he was pure bloodline. That's very, very, very important. Yahweh looks at that. That's very important to Yahweh. Pure bloodline, pure, 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 no mixture. And Yahweh chose him to raise up seed from his seed upon the face of the land. That seed line, okay? Children. Verse 14. And Yahweh said unto Noach, take you a wife and beget children. For I have seen you righteous before me in this generation. In other words, the current generation that was on the land, he was the one that was righteous. All the others were unrighteous. And you shall raise up seed, that would be seed line, and your children with thee in the midst of the land. Okay, he was going to have kids because Yahweh told him to. And Noach went and took a wife, and he chose Naamah, the daughter of Enoch. And she was 580 years old. Whoa! And was fertile. what a difference between then and now. And Noach was 498 years old when he took Naamah for a wife. verse 17. And Naamah conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Japheth. You can reference Genesis chapter 6, verse 10. Called his name Japheth, saying, Elohim, or Yah, has enlarged me in the land. And she conceived again and bare a son, and he called his name Shem, saying, Elohim, or Yah, has made me a remnant to raise up in the midst of the land. That means a name, all right? Shem means name, a name. And Noach was 502 years old when Naamah bare Shem, and the boys grew up and went in the ways of Yahweh. And all that Methuselah and Noach, their forefather, taught them. Okay. Verse 19, and Lamech, the father of Noach, died in those days. Yet verily he did not go with all his heart in the ways of his father, and he died in the 195th year of the life of Noach. Verse 20, and all the days of Lamech were 770 years, and he died. Verse 21, and all the sons of Adam who knew Yahweh died in that year before Yahweh brought harm upon them. He was merciful. For Yahweh willed them to die so as not to behold the harm that Elohim would bring upon their brothers and relatives, as he had declared to do. Verse 22. In that time, Yahweh said to Noach and Methuselah, stand forth and proclaim to the sons of men, or Adam, all the words that I spoke to you in those days. Peradventure they may turn from their evil ways, and I will then repent of the harm and will not bring it. In other words, he wasn't going to do the flood if they would repent, but of course they didn't. Verse 23, and Noach and Methuselah stood forth and said in the ears of the sons of Adam all that Yah, or Elohim, had spoken concerning them. Now, I'm giving Yah or Elohim because we don't have the Hebrew text for this book. It's no longer around, just little bitty tiny fragments. But if it parallels Genesis, we have that. Verse 24, but the sons of Adam would not hearken, neither would they incline their ears to all their declarations. Verse 25, and it was after this that Yahweh said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me on account of their evil deeds, and behold, I will destroy the land, not the whole world. That land where all this evil was going on. All right. Ah, coffee. And do you take unto you gopher wood? It's wood of a particular tree, very resilient, and go to a certain place and make a large ark. That's like a boat or a box, and place it in that spot. verse 27. And thus shall you make it 300 cubits in length, probably an 18-inch cubit, 50 cubits broad and 30 cubits high. Verse 28, and you shall make unto you a door open at its side, and to a cubit you shall finish above and cover it within and without with pitch. Make it waterproof. Because they had bitumen pits back then, and their pitch was available. Verse 29. And behold, I will bring the flood of waters upon the land, not the earth, the land, Eretz. And all flesh will be destroyed from under the skies, that is upon the land shall perish. And all upon the land shall perish. Because that particular land around the Tamarind Basin was where all the genetic experimentation was going with the Nephilim. And they were doing all this other stuff. Now there's other nations that have a record of the flood. They were not destroyed. But that particular contiguous land area where all this sinning was going on was going to be wiped out. It wasn't a worldwide flood. It was just in that particular area. Verse 30, and you and your household shall go and gather two couple of all living things, male and female, and shall bring them to the ark to raise up seed line from them upon the land. When the flood was over, they were going to have to repopulate that area, okay? Because everything was going to be wiped out, all the animals and all of that. So they were going to have to replenish that area. So they needed breeding stock. Verse 31, and gather to you all food that is eaten by all the animals, that there may be food for you and for them. Verse 32, and you shall choose for your sons three maidens, that's virgin girls, from the daughters of men, and they shall be wives to your sons. Bada bing, bada boom. That was a command of Yahweh to do this. Verse 33. And Noah rose up, and he made the ark in the place where Elohim had commanded him. And Noah did as Elohim commanded him, or Yah. Okay? And ordered him. Verse 34. In his 595th year, Noah commenced to make the ark, and he made the ark in 5 years, as Yahweh had commanded. Verse 35. Then Noah took the three daughters of Eliakim, son of Methuselah, for wives for his sons, as Yahweh had commanded Noah. Verse 36. And it was at that time Methuselah, the son of Enoch, died. 960 years old was he at his death. None of them lived 1,000 years. They were cut short. And that ends chapter 5. I need to see how long chapter 6 is. Yeah, I can do chapter 6 as well today. Verse 1 of chapter 6. At that time, after the death of Methuselah, Yahweh said to Noah, go you with your household into the ark, Behold, I will gather to you all the animals of the land, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air, and they shall all come and surround the ark. Verse 2, and you shall go and seat yourself by the doors of the ark, and all the beasts, the animals, and the fowls shall assemble and place themselves before you, and such of them as shall come and crouch before you shall you take and deliver into the hands of your sons, who shall bring them to the ark, and all that will stand before you, you shall leave. So they were going to separate them by the ones that will bow down and crouch, and the ones that remain standing, they would leave. They'd just drive them off. Verse 3, and Yahweh brought this about on the next day, and animals, beasts, and fowl came in great multitudes and surrounded the ark. And Noah went and seated himself by the door of the ark, and of all flesh that crouched before him, he brought into the ark, and all that stood before him he left upon the land. Verse 5, and a lioness came with her two whelps, male and female, and the three crouched before Noah. And the two whelps rose up against the lioness and smote her and made her flee from her place, and she went away. And they returned to their places and crouched upon the land before Noah. Verse 6, and the lioness ran away and stood in the place of the lions. Verse 7, and Noah saw this and wondered greatly, and he rose and took the two whelps and brought them into the ark. Verse 8, and Noah brought into the ark from all living, and creatures is implied there, that were upon the land. So there was none left but which Noah brought up into the ark. He brought breeding pairs. Verse 9, two and two came to Noah into the ark, but from the clean animals and the clean fowls he brought seven couples, as Yah had commanded him. Verse 10, and all the animals and beasts and fowls were still there, and they surrounded the ark at every place, and the rain had not descended till, and it has 7 days in italics, until after all this was done. The 7 days is implied. Verse 11, and on that day Yahweh caused the whole land to shake, and the sun darkened in the foundation of the world, raged. Now that is Tabel, not Eretz. And the whole land was moved violently, and the lightning flashed, and the thunder roared, and all the fountains in the land, that's the underground springs, you can reference Genesis 7, verse 11, were broken up, such as was not known to the inhabitants before. And Elohim did this mighty act in order to terrify the sons of men, that there might be no more evil upon the land. Didn't do any good. And still, the sons of men would not return from their evil ways, and they increased the anger of Yahweh at that time and did not even direct their hearts to all of this. In other words, they paid it no mind. Just like the insensitive people pay nothing mind today except personal gratification. Hasn't changed. Verse 13. And at the end of 7 days in the 600th year of the life of Noah, the waters of the flood were upon the land. Verse 14. And all the fountains of the deep were broken up, and the windows of the sky were opened, and the rain was upon the land 40 days and 40 nights. You can reference Genesis 7, verse 11. Verse 15. And Noah and his household and all the living creatures that were with him came into the ark on account of the waters of the flood, and Yahweh shut him in. He closed the door. Verse 16, and all the sons of men that were left upon the land became exhausted through evil on account of the rain. For the waters were coming more violently upon the land, and the animals and beasts were still surrounding the ark. Verse 17, and the sons of men, or Adam, assembled together. See, I can't tell because I don't have the Hebrew text for this. Can't find it anywhere. And the sons of men assembled together, about 700,000 men and women, and they came unto Noah to the ark. Verse 18, and they called to Noah, saying, open for us that we may come to you in the ark, and wherefore shall we die? In other words, why should we die? Whining and crying, like the ones you're going to do at the end of this age. They'll whine and cry too. Verse 19, and Noah with a loud voice answered them from the ark, saying, have you not all rebelled against Yahweh and said that he does not exist? Boy, does that ever sound like a day? And therefore Yahweh brought upon you this harm to destroy and cut you off from the face of the land. Verse 20. Is this not the thing that I spoke to you of 120 years back, and you would not listen to the voice of Yahweh? And now do you desire to live upon the land? Verse 21, and they said to Noah, we are ready to return to Yahweh. Only open for us that we may live and not die. And that's going to be the way it is at the end. Oh boy, there are going to be some last minute conversions when the grace is removed. And there's no more forgiveness. It's too late. And that's the reason for all these broadcasts. We are doing what Noah was doing. We're trying to warn, and some may come over. Some may not. Verse 22, and Noah answered them, saying, behold, now that you see the trouble of your souls, you want to return to Yahweh. Why did you not return during these 120 years which Yahweh granted you as the determined period? Verse 23, but now you come and tell me on this account of the troubles of your souls or bodies. Also, Yahweh will not listen to you, neither will he give ear to you on this day that you will not now succeed in your wishes. Verse 24, and the sons of men approached to break into the ark to come in on account of the rain, for they could not bear the rain upon them. And here we go. Verse 25, and Yahweh sent all the beasts and animals that stood around the ark, and the beasts overpowered them and drove them from that place. And every man went his way, and they scattered themselves upon the face of the land. Verse 26, and the rain was still descending upon the land, and it descended 40 days and 40 nights. And the waters prevailed greatly upon the land, and all flesh was upon the land or in the waters died, whether men, animals, beasts, creeping things, or birds of the air. The rain was so heavy it beat the birds out of the air. And there only remained Noah and those that were with him in the ark. Verse 27, and the waters prevailed, and they greatly increased upon the land, and they lifted up the ark, and it was raised from the land. Verse 28, and the ark floated upon the face of the waters, and it was tossed upon the water, so that all the living creatures within were turned about like pottage in a cauldron. Verse 29, and great anxiety seized all the living creatures that were in the ark, and the ark was like to be broken. Verse 30, and all the living that were in the ark were terrified, and the lions roared, and the oxen lowed, and the wolves howled, and every living creature in the ark spoke and lamented in its own language, so that their voices reached to a great distance, and Noah and his sons cried and wept in their troubles. They were greatly afraid they had reached the gates of death. 31, and Noah prayed unto Yahweh and cried unto him on account of this, and he said, O Yahweh, help us, for we have no strength to bear this evil that has encompassed us. For the waves of the waters have surrounded us, mischievous torrents have terrified us, the snares of death have come before us. Answer us, O Yahweh, answer us. Light up your countenance toward us and be gracious to us. Redeem us and deliver us. Verse 32. And Yahweh hearkened to the voice of Noah, and Yahweh remembered him. And a wind passed over the land, and the waters were still, and the ark rested. Verse 34, you can reference Genesis 8, chapter 1. And the fountains of the deep and the windows of the sky were stopped, and the rain from the sky was restrained. Verse 35, and the waters decreased in those days, and the ark rested upon the mountains, that is plural, not singular, of Ararat. That would be the somewhere in the Ararat chain, not necessarily on Mount Ararat. But they've taken off on a tangent on that too. Verse 36, Noah opened the windows of the ark, and Noah still called out to Yahweh at that time, and he said, Oh Yahweh, who did form the land and the skies and all that are in it, bring forth our souls or beings, that would be nephesh, from this confinement and from the prison in which you have placed us, for I am much wearied with sighing. Verse 37. And Yahweh hearkened to the voice of Noah and said to him, When you shall have completed a full year, you shall then go forth. Verse 38. And at the revolution of the year, that's the spring, when a full year was completed to Noah's dwelling in the ark, the waters were dried from off the land. And Noach put off the covering of the ark. Verse 39. At that time, on the 27th day of the second month, the land was dry, but Noach and his sons and those that were with him, that would be the wives, did not go out from the ark until Yahweh told them. Verse 40, and the day came that Yahweh told them to go out, and they all went out from the ark. Verse 41, and they went and returned everyone to his way and to his place, and Noach and his sons dwelt in the land that Elohim had told them, and they served Yahweh all their days, and Yahweh blessed Noach and his sons on their going out from the ark. Verse 42, reference Genesis 8, verse 17. And he said to them, be fruitful and fill all the land. Become strong and increase abundantly in the land and multiply therein. And that ends chapter 6. Well, 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 that is definitely different than the King James Version of Genesis, with a lot more stuff for you to think on. We're going to start in chapter 7. Next Monday. And, of course, that's what people, the Judeos, celebrate Christmas on the 25th. We in Christian Identity do not. It is a pagan holiday. And if you want to listen in, there will be a new word for word on that date. I don't do the pagan holidays. I don't celebrate the secular New Year or any of that. I don't do pagan. Regardless if it was European tradition or not, it's pagan. It's not Israelite tradition. It's from our past in Europe. That's fine. Do what you want to do. I'm not going to beleaguer that point. I'm not going to hammer on that. I've done that, and everybody's got to do what they got to do. I live my life according to the book, not according to the traditions of men. But again, all of my shows are on my website. That's https://www.pastor-steve.com. All of my word-for-word shows, all of my wake-up call shows, all the two-seed line links to everybody else's websites. It's not interactive. You can't put comments and troll and do all of that. So if there are evildoers out there listening, you'll waste your time, because it's not a two-way site. It's download and listen, and download and record or whatever only. No interaction, because I don't have time to police a website. My life is full. I'm busy with EFR, which is really hammering the enemy. I'm proud to be affiliated with us. This outfit, and we're doing Yahweh's work. That's all I can say. Coming down the end here, I will be doing Jasher probably into February, maybe. I'll be doing three shows a week, average three chapters a day. So there's 91 chapters. Some of them are real long and I'll only get two chapters or maybe even one chapter. I don't know. I'm not going to push it. I'm going to wing it and see how things work. This is just too interesting and too full of information to rush through. So, that's it. I'm not in a hurry. I don't have an agenda where I have to get everything done. I want to take it slow so you can absorb all the benefits of all my studies in this really neat book. You can go to www.sacred-texts.com and look at all their stuff. They've got a bunch of stuff. You can go to www.artisanpublishers, that's all one word, .com, and look at all their stuff. And enjoy, and study to show yourself approved. Avail yourself of all the material. The stuff at Artisan is not that expensive. The stuff at Sacred Text is free. So there you go. I want to leave a little time for station break, etc. And I will wish all of you a peace. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will close at this time. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.